Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 277.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Therapists, do you feel stuck when working with clients who are numb and disconnected, who have trouble accessing emotion and exploring their inner experience? Learn a comprehensive approach to conceptualize your client's concerns. Sensory motor psychotherapy uniquely includes the body in therapy as both a source of information and a target for intervention, because words are not enough. Go beyond theories and gain practical ways to open a new dimension for effective therapy. Visit Sensory Motor Psychotherapy Institute online at sensorymotor.org today. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and it's been a while since I've stopped to tell you what I'm up to. Ever since last year, I think all of us have either been hunkered down or in go mode. Either way, they're both ways of surviving during a crisis, which is definitely what we've been living through for the past 14 to 15 months, depending on where you live, maybe as many as 18 months. As we're beginning to come out of this crisis, referring specifically to the pandemic. In many parts of the world, we're coming out of the crisis, and many places aren't yet out of the woods. It's gotten extremely bad in some countries as I record this in May 2021. So many places are not yet out of the woods. But where I am here in the East Coast of the United States, beginning to come up for air, and it seemed like a good time to let you know about what's ahead for Therapy Chat this summer. So one thing that's on the horizon for me as a professional is that I'm going to be attending brain spotting training this summer. I'm really excited and happy that I'm going to be able to bring this into my practice and more into my life. I've been hearing about brain spotting for years. One of the associates in my practice began training in that a couple years back, and I have really wanted to do it, but it never seemed like the right time. I've had one session myself as the participant now, which was fairly recently, and it was very powerful and a very positive experience that helped shift some places where I was stuck in my own therapeutic healing journey. It wasn't a magic cure. It was something that facilitated more growth and healing. So I'm definitely excited to learn more and to experience more myself and to be able to bring this into my practice. You might remember I talked with Thad Fry about brain spotting, which he uses to help people with grief and loss. We talked back in February 2020, just before the pandemic really hit in the eastern part of the U.S. Well, we actually talked in 2019, but the episode came out in early 2020. That was episode 216, and I'm putting a link in the show notes, so if you'd like to go back and listen to that. And even earlier in 2017, I talked about brain spotting with Beth Medina. That was when it was really more new to me. That was episode 109. So sometimes it takes a while. Here we are in 2021. It's 4 years later. I was interested in learning more about it then, and I'm finally planning to begin training in June next month, 4 years later. So you're going to be hearing more about brain spotting from some other guests in upcoming episodes, including one interview where we will be talking about brain spotting and EMDR, how they're similar and how they're different and how they both can help. Haven't had much about EMDR on Therapy Chat, and I know that's something that a lot of people are interested in and curious about. So I'm looking forward to bringing that to you. Another thing that's happening is Therapy Chat's getting a new website that will make it easier to find specific episodes on the site, and the show notes will be available there, which I hope will make them more accessible. The type of website I have now does not make it easy to do that. It's the one thing I don't like about my current website. And so going with a new website platform that will allow that. And as part of that, I'm also going to be rolling out transcripts of the episodes to allow more ways for people to get the information besides only listening to the audio or finding the episodes on YouTube. I know for me, I would take in the information from many, many more podcasts if I had the opportunity to read a transcript instead of listening to the audio, simply because I can do that more quickly. I can read a transcript in a few minutes, and listening to the episode may take 45 minutes to an hour. It's seldom that I have 45 minutes to an hour free where I'm not doing something else. And I like to be able to really think and listen and be thoughtful about what I'm hearing when I'm listening to a podcast. So I often listen to them when driving, but I don't go on that many long trips now. I don't even go on many short trips. So I'm assuming that's going to change soon. But in the meantime, transcripts are coming out for all of you to be able to whiz through the information more quickly if that's a way that you're able to take it in. The third big piece of news is that I'm starting a second podcast. The new show is called Trauma Chat, and it's intended, fingers crossed, to launch on June 15th, 2021. The new show is a complement to and not a replacement for Therapy Chat. On Therapy Chat, we have high-level, in-depth discussions of trauma and trauma therapy, and many people who aren't helping professionals listen, which is wonderful, and I'm super grateful for that. I'm making the new show Trauma Chat for people who may be aware that they've been through some things that might be considered traumatic, but they don't necessarily understand what that really means or how it might affect them. Talking about and learning about trauma can be very intense and even triggering, which is why Trauma Chat will be focused on brief, bite-sized episodes of 10 to 20 minutes. It'll just be me alone, without guests, no interviews. I'll just be talking about basic information on what trauma is, how it shows up in our lives, and how we can find the resources to help ourselves on our healing journeys. What I'll be doing is briefly talking about trauma in hopefully bite-sized, digestible episodes that I hope won't be too emotionally overwhelming. Though everyone's different, and sometimes simply hearing the word trauma activates a trauma response. It's my hope that people will be able to take in the educational information I'll be providing about trauma, and I'll reference all of the resources that I give to people I work with, both therapists and clients, now to learn more on your own. So yes, I meet with my clients once, maybe twice a week, but I'm constantly sharing resources with them to help them deepen the work. And I think Therapy Chat itself can be a great resource for that purpose. But I hope that by giving little bits of information on Trauma Chat and referencing episodes of Therapy Chat that are pertinent to that specific topic, and referencing other resources outside of Therapy Chat, you know, things that other people are doing, like all of the amazing guests that I have on Therapy Chat, and people who I have never had on Therapy Chat, but they're doing amazing work and it's something that I think could benefit my clients. I always make those recommendations. So hopefully Trauma Chat will be a way to just make healing more accessible and available and help people make informed decisions about the way they want to approach their therapeutic journey, their healing journeys. Another major focus of Trauma Chat is to teach listeners to identify what category or type of trauma your experiences fall into. It's so common to be told you need to find a trauma therapist, whether by your doctor, your partner, a friend, your therapist, or maybe you've heard about Oprah and Bruce Perry's new book called What Happened to You. It's getting a lot of publicity right now, and I think that as people see that, it makes us ask ourselves, am I affected by trauma? When you think about wanting to find trauma therapy, my hope is that you're thinking, maybe it's not me. Maybe I'm not crazy. Maybe I'm not broken. Maybe the way I feel is actually because I've experienced traumatic events. Because trauma does make us feel like there's something wrong with us. That's definitely something that people say often. Is there just something wrong with me? Or am I crazy? I hear that so often. And sometimes it's not even a clear thought. It's more like a sense. There's something wrong with me. I'm not like other people. I'm different. So even when you know that you want to find a trauma therapist, that's just a starting point. You don't necessarily know where to begin, how to find them. And beyond that, and I think most people probably wouldn't even know to think of this, how do you find the type of trauma therapist who understands your specific type of trauma in the way that's going to help you the most effectively based on what you want help with and where you are at that point in your life? You know, me as a trauma therapist, I really want there to be as many therapists as possible who are skilled, trained, experienced in working with trauma, because the more trauma is a huge problem, and the more therapists there are who understand that, the more people will find the right kind of help. But because trauma is a hot topic right now, people will say, in the therapy world, trauma is the new buzzword. Well, trauma is a hot topic because it's a big issue. But these days, many therapists say, knowing that trauma is a hot topic, they say to themselves, well, I've worked with people who have trauma before, but they may not have specialized training. They may not use a trauma focus in their work. They may have a trauma focus that's not exactly the kind that you're looking for. And you wouldn't know that if you don't know that there are different types of trauma, different types of trauma respond to different types of therapy in different ways. How can a person who's seeking counseling or therapy for trauma know if the therapist they find who says they are a trauma therapist will be the right one to help them? So that's what I'm trying to educate people about on Trauma Chat. I'm going to be talking a lot more about this, and I'm working hard on an even bigger project to help with this that I can't wait to share with you. But that's later. For now, I just want to be sure that you know that Trauma Chat is coming. It's expected to launch on June 15th. I really hope that you might be interested in checking it out and maybe sharing it with other people you know who might be interested. And if so, you can go to www.traumachatpod.com. So it's like podcast, but just pod, traumachatpod.com. And there you can sign up for the list to be notified when Trauma Chat goes live. And there's also a free downloadable resource there for you as a gift for signing up. So to celebrate all these big new things that are happening, today I'm counting down the top 10 most popular Therapy Chat episodes about trauma, dissociation, and attachment. So if you're ready, I'm going to tell you about the top 10 most popular episodes about trauma, dissociation, and attachment on Therapy Chat. And, you know, for people who want to learn more about trauma and attachment and dissociation, which is a really important factor in working with healing trauma, because dissociation is part of what makes it seem like we're not even really sure that what happened to us was traumatic. It makes a lot of things very confusing. this is a good list to start with. And I'll be referencing this list in a future episode of Trauma Chat. So for now, the 10th most popular episode of Therapy Chat is number 144, episode 144, which originally came out on in July of 2018 as a replay. And we actually recorded it long before that. But that was my interview with Stuart Fensterheim, LCSW, in Arizona, who is a couples therapist. And he was talking about how our attachment style affects our relationships. That's a subject that people ask about quite a bit. And I thought it was pretty helpful to hear from Stuart about how attachment theory shows up in trauma work and in basically couples work and relationship work. Pretty much you don't get relationships without attachment. So Stuart uses emotionally focused therapy, which is Sue Johnson's attachment-based couples therapy method. And I thought it was a really informative interview and obviously a very popular one because it's the 10th most popular episode of Therapy Chat on any topic, really. But these are all about trauma, attachment, and dissociation. So you'll see a link to episode 144 in the show notes, and you can listen to it if you missed it back in 2018. Now, this is another one that I love and I've replayed a few times because I think it's really helpful. The 9th most popular episode is my interview with a guest I've had on several times, Sharon Martin, LCSW, who's in San Jose, California. And that was our interview in which we talked about chaos, conflict, and secrecy, abusive and dysfunctional family dynamics. Sharon is very knowledgeable on the subject of family dysfunction, along with codependency, growing up in a family where one parent was an alcoholic, and perfectionism. All those things really go hand in hand. And Sharon writes so much about this on her blogs. She has a blog for Psych Central, as well as her own blog and website. She has courses and ebooks and bookbooks. She recently was my guest talking about her CBT workbook for perfectionism. Everything that I've seen Sharon put out has been excellent. And I think that if you are wondering whether your family of origin dynamics were dysfunctional, you could probably learn a good amount from listening to that interview. And that is episode number 198. That was also a replay. Okay, the 8th most popular episode of Therapy Chat on our list is another guest who I've had on multiple times, and she will be returning sometime in the future, Hillary Jacobs Hendel. In episode number 134, we talked about her book, It's Not Always Depression, and she talks about how she uses the AEDP method with clients. So that episode is entitled, It's Not Always Depression, So What Is It? And Hillary explains how our emotions work. I think it's very informative. She talks about the change triangle, and it's a very popular episode. And again, all three of these first three most popular episodes are all replays. So they actually, if I counted up the number of downloads they had originally plus this, I'm sure they would even be more popular. All right. So it's a link to that one in the show notes too. All of these are linked in the show notes. The next most popular episode, the 7th most popular, is number 204, which is entitled Learning to Be Kind with Ourselves. And my guest was Dr. Jane Tornatore. Jane also talks about perfectionism, compassion, playfulness, overcoming your inner perfectionist. And she has training courses, a book called Everything is Perfect, Just Not Me, a roadmap for self-acceptance. She has many articles she's written. Her website is a great resource as well. So check that one out. That's number 204, Learning to Be Kind with Ourselves with Dr. Jane Tornatore. Okay, the 6th most popular episode of Therapy Chat is Understanding Polyvagal Theory with Deb Dana. That's episode number 159. And that came out in 2018. I think that was its first time. Nope, wait a second. Yeah, 159 was its original air date. Was in November 2018, and it was replayed in 2021 recently. because Deb was my guest again, and she talked about her newest book this year. So you definitely want to check that out. Everyone loves Deb Dana's work. She's wonderful. She's so great to talk to, like all my guests. I was just so lucky that I get to talk to such amazing people who teach me so much, and I hope you learn a lot by listening too. So Deb Dana is an LCSW who has worked closely with Dr. Stephen Porges, the founder of polyvagal theory, and she translates his very complex work into understandable strategies and techniques that people can use and therapists can use in their work with people who are impacted by trauma. I find neuroscience psychoeducation to be extremely helpful in my practice to help me understand and to help my clients understand what's going on. It helps me understand what's happening in my head, and it helps me understand what's happening in their heads, and it helps them understand what's happening in their heads too. Speaking of understanding, our fifth most popular episode is entitled Understanding Childhood Emotional Neglect. That is with Dr. Janice Webb. It's episode number 191, definitely a repeat, but that one aired in 2019. And Dr. Webb's work has been so valuable, so useful to have that language to describe childhood emotional neglect. And she talks about all the different ways that that can show up. Dr. Janice Webb's website is an amazing resource. She has a list of therapists who specialize in childhood emotional neglect on her website. And I refer to that often when I'm referring people who are looking for a therapist in their area. When I'm trying to find a therapist for them, I often look on Janice Webb's website and find someone in their area. It's very useful. She also has at least two books, courses. She's doing so much to raise awareness of childhood emotional neglect. So Understanding Childhood Emotional Neglect is the fifth most popular episode. That's number 191. Again, there's a link in the show notes. Episode 202 is our fourth most popular episode of Therapy Chat on trauma, attachment, and dissociation. And it's called Inherited Family Trauma with Mark Wolin. That aired in 2019 as well. And I thought that was very interesting. He talks about family constellation work. It's not necessarily just focused on epigenetics, but that's part of it. So I found that very interesting. And he has a book. His book's pretty well known. It's called It Didn't Start With You. That's very impactful on this subject. Okay, so the third most popular episode, we're into the top three here, is episode number 194. It's another replay, Childhood Trauma and the Mind-Body Connection. And that is my interview with Dr. Gabor Mate that originally aired, I guess, back in 2017. I value and appreciate Dr. Gabor Mate's work so much. He has done so much to help people understand the link between their physical and emotional health and childhood trauma. And he's focused on addiction, ADHD, and attachment, among other things. So that's episode 194, a replay from originally back in 2017. But episode 194 aired in 2019. Now, the second most popular episode of Therapy Chat is actually another replay that's a compilation of four episodes. Episode 212 is called All About Dissociation. And in that episode, I put together four different interviews or four different conversations I had. So All About Dissociation, episode 212, is a compilation of four other episodes. You're going to hear Introduction to Dissociation with Kathy Steele, who is a leader in this work. And then episode 190, which is a second interview with Kathy Steele, focused on structural dissociation. And then episode 117, my interview with Dick Schwartz, the founder of Internal Family Systems, also called IFS, and many people know it as Parts Work. And then episode 120, which is me talking as a follow-up to my interview with Dick Schwartz and how I use parts work in my practice. So that's a long one, but it's the second most popular. Originally came out in January 2020, and I think that's got a lot of good info on it. And last but not least, the number one most popular episode of Therapy Chat to date is episode number 111, Relationships and Childhood Emotional Neglect. So that is a follow-up interview with Janice Webb about childhood emotional neglect, and it's about her second book. So her first book is called Running on Empty, and her second book is called Running on Empty No More. And in her second book, she talks about how childhood emotional neglect shows up in our relationships with our parents, our children, and ourselves, and what you can do about that. So that is another great conversation. You can see a theme here because childhood emotional neglect is related to attachment. The impact of trauma on the body, childhood trauma on the body is, you know, it all fits together here. Polyvagal theory, self-compassion, symptoms that look like depression that can really be something else, the dynamics of dysfunctional abusive families, how our attachment style shows up in our relationships. It's all connected. So makes sense that these are the 10 most popular episodes. So feel free to sort through, pick and choose some of these to listen to that you might find interesting. We're still going to have new content of Therapy Chat over the next couple months. I've got a lot of great interviews lined up for you. Let's see, some of the things we'll be doing. I've got an interview with Dr. Carol Darsa, who is the author of the Trauma Map book that I recommend a lot. Also, I have an interview with Irene Lyon and Lisa Marciano from This Jungian Life, who has a new book out about being a mother. Got another interview with Sarah Payton coming up about her newest book. Thad Fry, who I mentioned earlier when I was talking about Brain Spotting, is coming back soon. Talking to Melody Wilding about her book, Trust Yourself. Lots more good stuff. I don't even want to tell you all of it yet, but details to come. So I want to thank you, as always, for listening to Therapy Chat. If you like Therapy Chat and you haven't done so already, please go leave a rating and review and subscribe. There's no cost to subscribe, but that makes Apple know that people like Therapy Chat, and then it makes more people find Therapy Chat. If it thinks people like what you're doing, it shows it to more people. If it thinks people don't like what you're doing, it doesn't show it to people. So hopefully, if you like it and you haven't left a rating or review, you might consider doing that. And while you're at it, if you want to be in the know when the new podcast comes out, Trauma Chat, like I said, that's expected to launch on June 15th, 2021, if all goes well. Go to traumachatpod.com, and enter your email, and you'll be put on the list to be notified when Trauma Chat comes out, and you'll receive a free download as well that I hope you might find valuable. So I appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you soon. Hey therapists, do you feel stuck working with clients who can't access their emotions or name their inner experience? Do you find it difficult to work with people who are disconnected from their own emotions, and they may be disconnected within the therapeutic relationship as well? Learn a comprehensive approach to conceptualize your client's concerns. Sensory motor psychotherapy uniquely includes the body in therapy as both a source of information and target for intervention because words are not enough. We all know that talk therapy is limited. You've heard it discussed on this podcast multiple times. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you also know that I am a huge fan of sensory motor psychotherapy. I've completed levels 1 and 2 and plan to pursue the certification level 3. And the reason why I love it so much is because I've experienced shifts within myself through the experiential training process and huge shifts in my work with clients through the training that I've received with Sensory Motor Psychotherapy Institute. I highly recommend that you check out their website, sensorymotor.org, to learn about their trainings. In fact, they have trainings coming up this summer, and to view their webinars, learn more about what sensory motor psychotherapy is. It's a beautiful, powerful method that I can't recommend highly enough. So check them out at sensorymotor.org.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.
Try Therapy Notes, the number 1 rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.